Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. God bless you, 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 you. God bless you tonight. We're so grateful to be here again in the presence of the Lord. It is truly another day that the Lord has kept us, and we are so grateful. We're so grateful for his keeping power. Amen, Jesus. Aren't you grateful tonight? Aren't you grateful that the Lord has kept you, kept your mind, kept your heart, kept your spirit? Glory to God, because even as the scripture declares, there's so much that's going on in the earth today, and men's hearts are failing them for the things that are coming upon the face of the earth. And I'm telling you, if we were to just really focus on everything that we hear in the news, everything that we around us, people of God, it would almost be a hopeless situation. But we bless the Lord on tonight that our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. We already know everything is going down but the word of God. So here we are tonight, ready to get in the word of God. We are ready tonight to hear what the Lord is saying, what the Lord has breathed upon his servants on tonight for us, his people. Amen. We're grateful to be here. I'm so grateful to be here. We're grateful that you're here, wherever you're listening from, whether you're listening from the Isles of the Sea, the Middle East, the West, the North, the South, wherever you're listening from on tonight, we just want to let you know that we appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. As always, we thank you. We appreciate you because we realize that it is a sacrifice and there's so much more that you could be doing. But you thought it, listen, you just thought it not robbery to just come and be with us, to sit in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Again, from whatever country you're calling from, we bless you. We thank God for you. And people of God, it is Friday night. Glory be to God. And we know on Friday night is turn up night. Turn up, turn up, turn up in the world. Glory to God. It is turn up night. But here it is turn up night on the PNN. We're so grateful. The Lord has kept us. We have now entered into the Sabbath of the Lord as of 6 o'clock, a time, people of God, where we bring our hearts and our minds in, look back over our week, and give God thanks and give God praise for all that he brought us from. Listen, people of God, he's brought us from so much in just these few days. The Lord has brought us. We know that many have gone on, many have transitioned from this life to the next life. But here we are, people of God. Here we are. You can pinch yourself and you can say, here I am. And I give God praise in this moment. Give God praise in this mindful moment. Amen. Because truly, as we say, he didn't have to do it, but he did. And we are so grateful. And again, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming to be with us on tonight. We pray that you're intentional in your coming. We pray that you came looking for something. We pray that you came and put a demand on heaven. You put a demand on heaven for an answer. You put a demand on heaven, glory to God, for a move of God on tonight, that the Lord would speak to you, that he would make it personal to you, to you, to you, and that you would hear what the Lord is saying unto you tonight. He's speaking to the whole body, glory to God. But listen, people of God, individually, here we are, and he will speak to us. If our hearts are right, if our minds are right, to hear what the Lord is saying. So we're grateful tonight again for you, each and every one of you. As you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to be here with you on tonight. Invite them to come. Listen, people of God, if we don't ask them, if we don't tap into their schedule, if we don't break into their schedule, sometimes they get busy doing other things. You know how it is. But tonight, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come. Go through that text message, that group text, and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God, while you're doing that, don't forget to get your pencil and your paper. Go ahead and get your pad. Go ahead and get your tablet. Whatever you're going to be taking your notes on, go ahead and get it. Glory to God, because we know, again, that the Lord is speaking. The Lord has something to say unto us on tonight. So we want you to lock in, lock your mind in, lock your heart, lock your spirit in on tonight. Glory to God. Push everything else out as we go into the presence of the Lord. Just want to give God thanks tonight. Well, again, people, God, while you're doing that, just want to thank God for my leaders on tonight. First and foremost, giving him our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ all of the honor, the glory that is due unto his name. Just blessing him tonight for his great salvation. Thank him. I thank him for saving me. I thank him for sanctifying me and filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I bless the Lord tonight, brought me into relationship, and I'm so grateful tonight. I'm so glad that I know him. Glory to God. I'm so glad, hallelujah, that he knows me. I'm so grateful tonight that he knows you, people of God. So very grateful. Just want to thank God tonight for our founding father, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Thanking God for him. Thanking him tonight for Mother Carrie James. Thanking him tonight, glory be to God, for the labor that the man of God has left in the earth. He definitely left a blueprint. He definitely blazed the trails. And we're thanking the Lord for the path that he laid. And as always, here we are now. Here we are. Here we are picking up the torch and running. We thank God on tonight for our senior apostle on tonight, Dr. Apostle Samuel Huggins. Thanking the Lord on tonight for Lady Huggins. Thanking the Lord, glory to God, for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking him tonight for Lady Tina. Thanking him for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Thanking him tonight, people of God, for Shepherd Mother Taylor. And we just thank God tonight for all of our advisors, each and every one of them. We thank God for them in their respective places and what they bring and they contribute to this line. We truly give God thanks. We give God praise because, people of God, it is the Lord's doing. It's the Lord's doing that he has erected this line now, glory to God. And I'm telling you, moving forward, moving strong in the power of God by his anointing. Thanking him on tonight for our prayer warriors. Thanking the Lord tonight, amen, Jesus, for all that they do. They are multitaskers. And we bless the Lord for each and every one of them. Thanking them tonight for our scripture reader. Thanking them tonight, glory to God, for our songbirds that are here with us here on the PNN. Just blessing the Lord. The Lord has done a great thing. He's pulled us all together from different ministries for the cause of this outreach ministry. And the Lord is reaching the masses. He's reaching the masses. So we just thank him on tonight to be a part of what he's doing. Amen. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank him tonight, people of God. We want you to bring your hearts and minds in. As we already forestated, truly, there is a word from the Lord, and we're so grateful. Listen, don't let me forget, I do want to thank God for all of our listeners that are on our PNN Facebook page, those that are in our prayer group, REARC Prayer Group 52. We thank God for you, and we thank God for those of you that are listening by radio. We thank God for you, yes. Indeed. We thank God for you, people of God, that you may not have Facebook, but you're listening via the web, on the radio. We thank the Lord for you. We cannot thank you enough. We're grateful indeed for all and each and every one of you. And so, again, people of God, tonight, if you would, go ahead and bring your minds in, bring your hearts in on tonight. Glory to God. Get your pen, your paper. And let us prepare to go into the presence of the Lord. People of God, we already know that we cannot go to God any kind of way. As according to Psalm 16, the Word of God declares, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So, people of God, we always come before his presence. Glory to God. We want to be sanctified. We want to be cleansed. We don't want anything standing between us, glory to God, that we can't hear him. And we don't want our sin standing before us that he cannot hear us. So we always sanctify the line. We ask you bring your heart and your mind in now. And we're going to ask Missionary Fan if she would come and sanctify our line on tonight to get us ready. And then immediately after that, we're going to ask Sister Mary Holland if she would come with our scripture reading for tonight. Amen. In that order. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The song says, I'll say yes, Lord, yes. To your will and to your way, I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. And I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. And I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, when your spirit speaks to me, when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. Lord, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus. We come before you, Lord God, asking you to look upon the line tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look upon each and every one of us tonight, Lord God. Name by name, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God. We come before your presence tonight, Lord God. Asking you to look at the heart tonight, Lord God. Asking you right now in the name of Jesus to let our heart, Lord God, be cleansed tonight, Lord God. We don't want to come before you in vain, Lord God. So we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for sin, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for all our iniquities, Lord God, for all the transgressions, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to forgive us, Lord God, for the very thought that we may have had that wasn't like you, Lord God. We realize and know, Lord God, that we cannot come before you in any kind of way. So tonight we come, Lord God, with uplifting hand, Lord God, with love in our heart towards you, Lord God, asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God, creating us a clean heart, Lord God, and renew the right spirit within us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let the words, Lord God, of our mouth, Lord God, the meditation, Lord God, of our heart, Lord God, let it be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we don't want our coming to be in vain, Lord God, for we want you to hear our prayer tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, giving you the praise, giving you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God, because you're so worthy, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to have your way tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we asking you, Lord God, to let your will be done tonight on this land, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we asking you to touch each and every heart tonight, Lord God. Each and every one, Lord God, that may be burdened down tonight. We asking you right now in the name of Jesus to lift them up right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look on the bereaved families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Temple of Grace Holiness Church. We asking you right now, Lord God, to touch each and every one of the members and the families right now in the name of Jesus. We asking you right now, Lord God, to be the lifter of their head. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight in the name of Jesus, asking you, Lord God, to speak to us tonight, Lord God. Speak to us, Lord God. Help us to have ears to hear what your spirit is saying unto us tonight. We ask you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to move mightily, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to touch the speaker tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to let him feed us bread from heaven, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for your choice anointing tonight, Lord God, on the speaker tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help us to receive, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you to move by your spirit and by your power this night, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, save tonight, Lord God. Deliver tonight, Lord God. Set free tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Save the lost souls, Lord God, that young man, that young woman, Lord God, that boy, that girl that may be on the line tonight, Lord God, and looking for answers, Lord God, looking for help, Lord God, looking for hope. We asking you right now to move on them tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let the word come and touch their heart tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Have your way tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move on Minister Bradley tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch and bless the Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen the Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We said thank you. We said praise your holy name. We said glory your holy, glorify your holy name. We said, Lord God, we love you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Again, Lord God, have your way tonight, Lord God. Let your will be done tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, to give your name the glory, to give your name the honor, Lord God, which you are so worthy to be praised, Lord God. And for that, we say thank you. And we lift you up, Lord God, in the beautiness of holiness. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you once again, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We lift you up, Lord God. We lift you up and we say hallelujah to your name in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you.
We give an honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer wars, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading tonight will be coming from the first chapter of Colossians, the 13th through the 23rd verse. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominion or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith, grinding and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. I have read to you the first chapter of Colossians, the 13th through the 23rd verse. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and doers of God's holy word.
Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Tonight we give God thanks, we give God praise, thanking him on tonight. Thank you, Missionary Fan, for the sanctification of the line, and to you, Sister Mary, God bless you. Thank you on tonight, amen. Listen, people of God, amen. Bring those hearts in, bring those minds in on tonight, because truly, there is a word from the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And again, we're so grateful. We want to ask you to go ahead again and invite a couple of people to come to the line. Invite, reach out to somebody that you haven't reached out to. Amen. And invite them to come to the line. Yes, just invite them to come. All we got to do is invite them. Glory be to God. Amen. And when the Lord tugs on their heart, they will come. Glory to God. So go ahead and invite tonight. Amen, Jesus. Invite, invite, invite. Glory to God as we now prepare for the word of the Lord on tonight. Amen. And we're so grateful as always. Amen. It is Friday night. Glory to God. And we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. That we have a young man, glory to God, that has, the Lord has placed it upon his heart. Glory to God, to come and be with us on Fridays. We thank God that his schedule is clear. Amen, that he's able to come and deliver a word to the people of God. And we're grateful for that. We don't count it slack, but we do know that it is a great sacrifice. And we thank God for the Lord's strength, amen, that he can keep moving forth in him. And tonight, people of God, we are going to Atlanta, Georgia. We're going back up to Atlanta. Not in the traffic, not in the traffic, amen, but we're going up to Atlanta by way of Applied Word Ministries. People of God, tonight we want you to receive our speaker, glory to God, God's messenger on tonight, none other than Minister Craig Cannon. God bless you. God bless you. Just press star 6 and come on over to the platform. There you are.
Praise God
bless
God.
You. Yes.
Praise God. Praise God, people of God. Thank you once again. Thank you once again for the opportunity, Lord God. Father, we come before you tonight to just listen at your word, Lord God. Your word is the final authority in every situation, in every circumstance. Your word created everything, Lord God, including us, everything around us, Lord God. We are so grateful for Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who died on the cross for our sins, Lord God, so that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God that's on the inside of us, that leads and guides us into all truth, the whole truth, and the full truth. He speaks whatever he hears you say, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for every person on this phone, every person from every continent, from North America, from South America, from Europe, from Asia, from Australia, from Antarctica, and from Africa, Lord God, all over the world listening right now to your word. For we are living in the last days, Lord God, and the signs are clear. And your word is becoming more and more important to us. And Father, as I begin to minister your word tonight, may I decrease as you increase, Lord God. Let it be none of me and all of you. Speak through my vocal cords, Lord. Think through my mind. Continue to walk through my steps and work through my hands, Lord God. All of you and none of me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Thanks to God. I thank you. I thank you for this night. I thank you for the presence of the Lord. Father, have your way in here. Move, Lord God. Holy Spirit, move. Move in and out, up and down, set free, and deliver all of those who came tonight to hear your word. Tonight, I want you all to turn to the Gospel of John. We're going to do something pretty interesting. We're going to explore some conversations with Jesus, some interactions with Jesus. We're going to explore that just to show you all the reality of the word and show you the interaction that God has with man. And you will see through these conversations with Jesus just how important it is for us to stay in the word and be with God and understand his word. Go to John chapter 1, verse 1. We're going to start in chapter 1. And then we're going to jump over to a couple of conversations in chapter 3 and chapter 4. We're going to end up in there. So let's go with John chapter 1, starting with verse 1. And we've ministered on this before, but let's just go back through it as sort of a review. In the beginning was the Word. You could stop right there. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. So we know the Word was in the beginning. And we had a teaching a few weeks ago on God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit was there in the beginning. Scripture here shows us the presence of the Word in the beginning. And that's way back in Genesis. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. By who? By the Word. And who is the Word? Jesus. And how do we know Jesus is the Word? Because the scriptures say the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory of, watch this, the only begotten Son. And we know the only begotten Son is Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's John 3:16 in this very chapter. So all things were made by him, And without him was not anything made that was made. All things were made by him. Everything you see was made by him. Everything you touch, everything you taste, everything you smell was made by him. So I'm going to go through those five senses just to show you the reality. We have the sight, seeing, we have touching, we have smelling, we have hearing, and we have tasting. And how do we do that? That's how we come in contact with the world. This is how we contact the world, through the five senses. Some of you all may know that those five senses are gates. They are gates. Gates. That's why you have to be careful what you see. That's the eye gate. Some things we're not supposed to be looking at. Some things we're not supposed to be, watch this, listening to. Have to be careful what we hear. We want to be hearing the word, because when we hear the word, it brings faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we have the eyes, the ears, the mouth. The mouth is a two-way gate. We can have things go in our mouth, but we can have things come out of our mouth. And Jesus said that it's not the things that go in that defiles us, but it's the things that come out that defiles us. And we know that because the Word of God says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So there's a connection between the mouth and the heart. That gate is the two-way gate. So we have the eyes, we have the ears, we have the mouth, we have the nose where we can smell some things we shouldn't be smelling. And we have the feeling, which is the touch, some things we shouldn't be touching. So God designed us, human beings, to have those gates. And it is up to us to protect those gates so that we won't be defiled and we won't get corruption on the inside of our heart. And that's where sin tries to come in, through all of those gates. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything that was made. But there was nothing made that wasn't made by God. And that makes sense. He's the creator of all. He's the only creator. We did a lesson many weeks ago that we don't create anything. Only God can create. Because to create means to make something from nothing. And only God can do that. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him, this is Jesus, the Word, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. Look at that. The life was the light of men. The light of men. Jesus is the light of men. Think about that. What does light do? Light shines. Light exposes. Light reveals. What does it do? It reveals hidden things. It reveals hidden things. Hidden things that have been hidden for us, but not from us. See, children of God, God has hidden some things for us. He didn't hide them from us, but he hid it for us. He hid it from the world. That's why the world cannot discern spiritual things. They cannot understand the things of God because they have to be spiritually discerned. To do that, they have to be born again. And the only way to be born again is to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. When they accept Jesus, that brings light. That light shines. That light exposes. That light reveals hidden wisdom. Hidden wisdom that has been hidden for us, not from us. In him was light, and the life was the light of men. And the light, look at here, shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. The darkness can't understand light. That's why the light has to come in. I'm in a room here right now, and the light is on. If I cut the lights out, I won't be able to see anything. I won't know what's what. See, I'll be in total darkness. But when the light gets flipped on, everything is shined, everything is exposed, and everything is revealed. Verse 6. There was a man sent from God. pause right there. I'm going to say that again. There was a man from God. A man can be sent from God. And we talked about this some weeks ago, praise God. Don't mistake man for male, okay? There is a male and there is a female. But in this case, God is saying there was a man sent from God, and this man is male, and that man's name is John. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same, meaning John, came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. So John's whole purpose was to bear witness of the light, and we know the light is Jesus, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. That all men through him might believe. He was not that light. Now, when it says all men through him might believe, not through John, but through Jesus, that he's bearing witness of the light, that all men through him might believe, through Jesus might believe. He was not that light. See, John wasn't the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. So we see right there that John was sent by God, and John's purpose, see, God does everything with a purpose. Even those of you out there listening right now, God has a purpose for your life when you accept Christ and get into this word. God will reveal that purpose to you. What was I sent here to do? Why was I born? What's my purpose on the earth? God will show you that through his word. You've got to accept his son first, accept Jesus, and then that light will come on. It'll shine, it'll expose, and it'll reveal. What's hidden from you will be revealed, and it'll be revealed in his word. John, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was John's purpose. That was the true light. See, that's Jesus, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Now look at this. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. See, Jesus was in the world, and the world was made by him. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, but the world didn't know him. The world knew him not. He even came unto his own being the Jewish people, and his own received him not. They didn't receive him. But as many as received him, look at this, but as many as received him, for the ones who did receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. And that's us. We believed on his name. We believed on his name. We received him. For those of us who are in Christ, we believed on his name and we received him. And when we received him, he gave us the power to become the sons of God. See, we are sons of God because we've received Jesus. Even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God, which were born not of blood, let's say this again, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. You might be asking yourself, what does he mean by that? That's the born-again experience. See, the first time you're born, you come through your mother's womb, right? And that's being born of blood. And that's also being born of the will of the flesh. And that's also being born of the will of man. Your parents got together, and they had intercourse, and you were conceived, and you were born. And part of the birthing process is some blood. And also, we know that they came together, so their wills were to come together and have intercourse. That was their will of man and the will of the flesh. But this here thing now, this is talking about the born-again experience. So he's saying, I'm not talking about the first time you were born. I'm talking about the second time you were born, the time you were born again. When you accept Christ, he's saying, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. God's saying, this is how you get born again. And the Word was made flesh. There it is. The Word being Jesus. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That means he walked among us. And we beheld his glory. There it is. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. And watch this. Jesus is full of grace and truth. Thought that was an interesting phrase. Jesus is full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this is what John is saying about Jesus. This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me. Look at that. He's saying, look, even though Jesus is coming after me, he was really before me. But he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses. Look at that. For the law was given by Moses. See, back then, the law being the Ten Commandments. For the law was given by Moses. But God realized that we couldn't keep those Ten Commandments. That's why he had to send Jesus. He's like, I want you all to try to keep these Ten. They can't keep these Ten Commandments. They can't keep going in sacrificing these animals, covering that sin. I've got to come up with a plan so they can completely eradicate that sin. What can I sacrifice? None other than myself. That's what God is saying. And he sent his son, Jesus. For the law was given by Moses. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace and truth. That word is true. He was full of grace and truth. No man has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. No man has seen God. No man has seen God at any time. Just the only begotten Son. The only begotten Son is Jesus, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem, who thou art. So we're going to jump over now to some interesting conversations. So this first chapter goes through where these Jews are coming and they're questioning John and asking him who he is. And John tells them, verse 23, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they kept asking him, if you're not the Christ and you're not that prophet, why do you baptize? And John answered in verse 26, well, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you. There it is. They didn't even know Jesus was among them, whom you don't even know. He it is who's coming after me is preferred before me. There's that phrase again. Whose shoe latchets I am not worthy to unloose. So John is telling them who he is. He says the next day, the very next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him. And this is what John says, verse 29. The next day, John sees Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Look at that. The Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world. The sin had entered into the world through the disobedience of Adam and Eve. So now God has to take that sin away, because all of the thoughts of man's heart are sinful. So God had to show us a way. Behold, the Lamb of God which take away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said. John, look, this is the guy I've been telling y'all about. After me comes the man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. That's the third time he done said that. The same phrase. After me cometh the man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not. But that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I coming, baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him, and I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. Now, I want y'all to catch that. Verse 32 and 33. And I'm going to explain that to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it came down upon him. He's talking about Jesus, talking about when he baptized Jesus. Talking about when he baptized Jesus. Thank you, Father, for showing me that. He's baptizing Jesus. Now, normally when John baptized someone out in the wilderness, it says he was baptizing people, and they were what? Confessing their sin. Many years ago, when I saw that, I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, wow, I didn't see that, Father. It's like, yes, when John was baptizing these people out in the wilderness, he was dipping them into that water. Get a picture of this. And when they came up out of the water, they started confessing their sin. Imagine you getting baptized. You're going to get baptized by your preacher. You're in the church. You're out on the river or whatever. And you're going through this baptism ceremony. And he says a few things. And as soon as he puts you in the water, sinks you under, when you come up, you start, oh, I did this, I did that, I was wrong, I did this. You just start confessing your sins. That's what those people were doing when John baptized them. If you look back at the scripture, it says he was out there baptizing them in the wilderness. When they came up, they were confessing their sins. How many of you all been to a baptism and people go under that water and they come up confessing their sins? When he baptized Jesus, Jesus didn't have nothing to confess because he never sinned. He never sinned. He lived a perfect life. Now look at this. And John bare record saying, I saw, verse 32, I saw the Spirit descending upon heaven like a dove and came down upon him. Like a dove. That dove is representative of the Holy Spirit, right? And I knew him not. John said, I knew him not. But watch this. But he that sent me. Good God, I mean, I wish y'all could see this. Who sent John? God. God the Father sent John. Go back and look what we read that earlier. There was a man sent from God. Verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Jump back down to verse 33. When he's saying, John bare record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it came down upon Jesus, upon him, and I knew him not. But he that sent me, meaning God, to baptize with water, God sent me to baptize with water, the same, meaning God, said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. So let me put that in plain English for you. God told him, look, John, the person you see this Spirit come down upon, that's going to be the same person upon whom the Spirit is descending. That's going to be the same person which is going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And I think further along, John says, I baptize with you with water, but he that cometh after me will baptize with you something greater. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That's in the scripture. Verse 34, and I saw and bear record. Watch this, and I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. So the Spirit came and rested on him. God told him, the one that the Holy Spirit comes down and rests on, that's the one right there. He's the one. That's the Son of God. John knew it. He knew it. And again, the next day after John stood and two of his disciples and looking upon Jesus as he walked, this is what John said. Behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. So I want you all to get a picture of the reality of the baptism when John baptized Jesus. See, a lot of times when we read the scriptures, we really need to, I try to imagine myself being there. Imagine what's actually happening. As I read it, and then I close my eyes and say, Lord, show it to me. Let me see what was actually happening. The Holy Spirit will show it to me in the Word. We're going to jump over to another conversation with Jesus. A couple of them that really stood out. Let's go to chapter 3. We'll go to chapter 3, and let's see the interaction that Jesus had with a man called Nicodemus. Nicodemus was Jewish. 3, verse 1. We're talking about conversations with Jesus and the reality of these interactions with Jesus. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. There it is. The same came to Jesus by night. You know why he came to Jesus by night? Because he didn't want nobody to see him talking to Jesus and come to Jesus. Because remember, the Jews did not believe he was the Messiah. They did not believe he was the Son of God. But Nicodemus was a different type of Jew. He said, you know what, let me run over here at night and see Jesus. Nobody looking, I can just, you know, sneak over there. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, listen to what he, just look at his conversation with Jesus. Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. So the Jews see you as a teacher coming from God. But no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Look at that. So Nicodemus was like, you know, I know you're a teacher from God because can't nobody do what you're doing unless God is with them. You're doing some stuff that's literally impossible. Nobody can do that unless God is with you. He knew that. So think about this. Put yourself in his position. Imagine viewing this conversation like you're watching it on TV or something. You're just over there just watching it. That's a lot of times I like to try to see the scriptures as if my observation is from looking at what's happening. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, observe to do according to all that is written therein. I think that's in the book of the Joshua where it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night so that you may observe to do. God don't want you to just observe it. He wants you to do it according to all that's written therein. It says, but then you shall make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. Everybody's looking for success. Your success is in this book. Your success is in the Word of God. All you got to do is look in it and observe to do. I tell people, find yourself in the Bible because you're going to find your situation and your circumstance in the Bible. Some of you all are in situations and circumstances right now, and you don't know what to do. You got to get in this Word, and God will show it to you. He'll show it to you crystal clear what to do. He'll show you what to do. And if you do it, see, when you do it, that's where faith comes. And that's when the miraculous happens. I taught on the Faith Connector a few weeks back. And the woman with the issue of blood, she came and touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And Jesus said, who touched me? And he said, woman, thy faith has made you whole. He didn't say he made you whole. He said your faith made you whole. Why? She came in contact with the Word. Come on, y'all. She came in contact with the Word. I'm trying to tell you, some of you all out there need to come in contact with the Word because you got impossible situations that you're in, and God is willing, ready, and waiting for you to come in contact with the Word so he can move on your behalf. He's waiting. You're looking for answers? The answer's right here in the Word. Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher from God, verse 2. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Look at Jesus' response to it. Jesus answered and said to him, verily, verily, I say unto thee. That word verily, verily means pay attention. Listen up. This is important, what I'm about to say. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, if a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Oh, wait a minute now. So part of seeing the kingdom is being born again. You see how important born again is here? If you're not born again, you ain't going to see the kingdom. God just said it there. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I didn't say it. The Word said it. It's crystal clear. You can't get no clearer than that. Nicodemus said unto him, now look, I want y'all to listen at this conversation because this is something like today we would say. If Jesus was here today and he came up to somebody who wasn't born again, let's say he came up to me and I wasn't born again, and he said, look, Craig, you know, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The first thing I'm going to know in my limited thinking, because my eyes of understanding is darkened because I haven't accepted Christ yet, I'm going to say, wait a minute, what are you talking about born again? You can't. Watch what Nicodemus said. This is why I would respond. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? That's a nice common sense question. I probably would ask Jesus that too if he would say that to me. What are you talking about, be born again? Man, I'm 50-some years old. How can I be born again? I'm old. Can I enter a second time into my mother's womb and be born? What am I going to do? I'm going to enter back into my mom to be born again? I don't understand what you're saying, Jesus. That's what Nicodemus is saying. What you're saying is not making sense to me. You know why it's not making sense? His eyes are blinded. He can't see the kingdom of God. That's that darkness. See, the light has to come in to shine, to expose and reveal the wisdom that Jesus is saying to him. Except a man be born again. Nicodemus says, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Okay, I hear. Jesus answered, pay attention, I'm about to say something else important. I say unto thee, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Look at that. He got to be born of water. That's the first birth. Born of the Spirit, that's the second birth. See? Born of water and born of the Spirit. I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. There are two phrases right there concerning the kingdom of God. The first one talks about seeing the kingdom of God. The second one talks about entering the kingdom of God. Take note of that. Seeing the kingdom of God and entering the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's when a baby is born. And that which is born of spirit is spirit. Look at that. Several weeks ago, I taught on man, the three parts of a man. Okay, we're going to go through that. I'm going to review that. God, we're made in the image of God, number one. God is made, let's say God is three parts. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So if we're made in his image, then we must have three parts. Man is a spirit. He lives in a body. He possesses a soul, spirit, soul, and body. See, I'm going to say something here. We are not human beings living the spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings living the human experience. And for some of you all, that's not going to make sense. But those of you who are born again, I want you to chew on that for a while. I want you to think about it. And most importantly, I want you to look into the Word and see if what I'm saying is true. Because thy word is true. Let God be true and every man be a lie. Don't trust me, trust the Word. Because the Word is never going to lead you wrong. That which is born of spirit of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. That's part of the reason every time I minister, I stick with the Word. Because the Scriptures are not going to lead me in the wrong path. And he says, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whence it goeth. In other words, the wind is blowing and you hear it, but you can't tell whether it's coming or going. I love the way Jesus took something natural to explain something spiritual. See, we understand the wind. Everybody knows the wind. The wind is outside, is blowing. I think it's interesting when people don't believe in invisible things, but yet the wind is something that happens every day. We can't see the wind. We can only see the results of the wind. And we can feel the wind when it blows up against our skin. But we don't see it. Isn't that interesting? So there is something invisible in this world right now, because most people don't believe in invisible things. I'm here to tell you the wind is an invisible thing that is in our everyday life. And Jesus took that. The wind bloweth where it listens, where it wants to go. You hear the sound of it. You can even hear the sound of the wind sometimes. And you see the results of the wind, but you don't see the wind itself. But you can't tell whether the wind is coming or going. Isn't that interesting? So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. See, I love the way Jesus always takes a natural thing and relates it to a spiritual thing to explain a truth. Take a natural thing to explain a spiritual thing. He come up with the truth. We call them parables. See, I believe Jesus did that because the only way a lot of us can understand things, we can only understand, oh, praise God, help me, Holy Spirit. We can only speak in terms of things we understand. I wish I could give you an example. When we get to the book of Revelations, I give an example where God showed John the future. John could only explain things in terms of what he understood. I'm going to give you an example. 1800s, saw an airplane. How would he explain that? He's never seen a plane before. It's something that doesn't exist yet because it hadn't been invented. The only thing he could say was, I saw a big bird, looked like a big bird, flying, because birds were, you know, birds were around in the 1800s, but it was the biggest bird I ever saw. And it made a noise, and it floated through the air, but the wings didn't move. I don't know how it stayed up there, but it was a big bird. I believe when John, and you go to the book of Revelations, when John started describing a lot of things, he can only describe things in terms of what he understood. So Jesus understood that. So he's like, I can only explain the spiritual truth in terms of what you currently understand. You understand the wind, so that's what he's saying. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Now watch Nicodemus' response. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? I love their interaction because Nicodemus is, you know, he's human. He's asking questions that a person today would ask. How can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, are thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Jesus is saying, wait a minute. You are ruler of the Jews. You're one of the masters, Israel being the Jews. Are you a master of Israel? How can you not know this? I mean, you're one of the top guys in the Jewish community. How can you not know this? Jesus is just, how can you not know this? Pay attention. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. Jesus is saying, look, I'm telling you what I know. I'm testifying on the things you've seen, but you still don't receive me. If I have told you earthly things, verse 12, and you believe not, basically I done told you things of the earth, things that you should understand, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? If you can't understand earthly things, how can you begin to understand spiritual things? And Jesus has flipped out because you're one of the top guys in Israel. You're one of the top Jews. And Jesus is like, how can you not know these things? And no man hath ascended. Now, this is the piece that I like. No man hath ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven. Look at that. No man has ascended. Ascended means gone up. No man has gone up to heaven. And you all remember that Jesus, after he was crucified and he was raised from the dead, spent a little time with his disciples, told them to wait, the Holy Spirit will come down on them or whatever, and then he ascended into heaven. But look at him saying, no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So he's saying, look, I came from heaven. That's how come I can go back up to heaven, because I came from heaven. And right now we know he's in heaven. He's in heaven sitting down on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, interceding, which means he's praying for us, interceding on our behalf. Just like his last prayer was, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Jesus is interceding for us before the Father. He's seated on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. That's why you see a lot in the scriptures about the right hand. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand. We talked about that last week, Psalms 91. But it shall not come near us, the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. No man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, that's a story. I'm not going to get into it, but that's in the scriptures too. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. See how he's taking something natural. He's trying to explain what's about to happen or something that's about to happen. He's telling them in the spiritual. That whosoever, look at this, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Believeth in who? In Jesus. You see how he tied that? And Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him, believing in him who? In the Son of Man. Who's the Son of Man? Jesus. In him. Whosoever believeth in him, whosoever believeth in him, should not perish. You don't want to perish? Believe in him. Whosoever, anybody. Whosoever means anybody. Anybody. Jew, Gentile, doesn't matter. Anybody. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Now let's go to the one. This is a verse that I actually learned when I was 12 years old or 10 years old. My mom, this was the first verse I learned in the scriptures when I was 10 years old. Didn't understand what it meant, but my mom said, I need you to memorize that. As a matter of fact, I think she gave me an allowance to memorize it. So that was an incentive to memorize it because I didn't know what it meant. For God so loved the world. Look at that. God loved the world. God loved the world. Everybody on this planet, God loves. Those of you who are in other countries right now, God loves you. He loves you unconditionally. He created you. He made you. That's why he wants you to accept his son, Jesus. For God so loved the world. Look, that he gave. That he gave. Love always gives. For God so loved the world that he gave. His love enticed him to give. Now, this is God. This is God. This is not man. But God so loved the world that he gave. What did he give? His only. So his love gave his most precious thing. For those of you who all have kids, imagine God says, I want you to give your son and your daughter. But God so loved the world that he gave his only. Now, he only had one. Okay, let's put it in reality. Jesus was an only child. See, we don't think about stuff like that. See? A lot of children got brothers and sisters or what we call siblings. Jesus was an only child. So imagine you having to give up your only child. Now, I'm going to show you the parallel with that, that most people don't know. Who else was about to give up their only child in the earthly realm? Remember when God had Joseph to go up on the mountain and give up his son? And remember he found a ram in the bush? He was going to take him up there and kill him. Because God said to do it. God was showing us then, in this story, when he showed him the ram in the bush, God said to him, now I know where your heart is. I know you love me. Because you was willing to sacrifice your only son for me. So guess what? I'm going to sacrifice my only son for you. See, God always shows it to us, that pattern. That pattern. I'm going to share something else with you all later on that blew my mind to show you the reality of God when it came to that. It just blew my mind. It blew my mind. On the same mountain that happened, that's the same place that Jesus was crucified. A lot of people don't know that. You have to do a study of the geography of back in the days of the Bible. On that very same mountain, God is awesome. And that was hundreds of years later. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Look at that. So God gave his son for us. All we have to do is believe in him. As a result, we won't perish and we'll have everlasting life. Verse 17, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. No, Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Look at that. A way of escape. A way of escape. The world through him, through Jesus, might be saved. God didn't come to condemn the world. See, we always, you know, the scripture says there's now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. What he said is, I didn't come to condemn the world. God already knew there's no way we could fulfill all those commandments. There's no way. It's just not possible. He had to give us a way of escape. Our way of escape is through Jesus. Through Jesus. That's our way of escape from condemnation. That's why you must, the only way to the Father is through the Son. That's the only way. There is no other way. Those of you all out there who believe there's another way, I'm here to tell you truth. There is no other way. There is no other way. This word is truth. It's the only truth that's on the earth today. The only truth that is on the earth today. Verse 18. He that believeth on him, but he that believeth not. Look at that. He that believeth on him is not condemned. But watch this. Here's the contrast. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. See, this is the only place you have to make a decision. This is the only place, while you're alive on the earth, this is the only place you have to make a decision. And an indecision is a decision. And to not accept him by default, you have rejected him, which means you are already condemned. The thing is, you don't know it. But God is saying, you know what? How shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear except to be preached? And how shall it be preached except he be sent? Just like John was sent by God. Now then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God has to send someone to preach this word to you so you can believe this word, so you can call on him, you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's the process. It doesn't change. It's global. It's worldwide. You can be on any of those continents, North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Australia, Antarctica, and Africa. And I'm using the continent because in every continent there are multiple countries. So I don't want to try to name all the countries because the names of countries change, but the continents are going to stay the same because God created this entire planet. And no matter where you are, the only way to the Father is through the Son. You got to accept Jesus. And to not accept him by default, you reject him, and you help. The scripture just said it. He that believeth on him, verse 18, is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already. Look at that. God's like, look, I'm not doing it. You're doing it to yourself if you don't accept my Son. Because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is, verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and that men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Look at that. Look at that. But he that doeth truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, which means they're going to be revealed. Because see, light, what I said that, when something is manifest, it's revealed. It used to be hidden, but now it's revealed. That his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. Second conversation. See, this is real. This word is real. And if you look at it from a standpoint of try to put yourself in that situation, I love the interaction between Nicodemus, because Nicodemus would ask the same questions I would ask if I would have been in his situation. I'd be like, what do you mean? How can I be born again? Can I go back up in my mother's womb? I'm old, God. I can't be born again. And you're saying, except be made. You got to explain this to me. I don't understand. I don't understand what you're saying. We're going to go to one last conversation here. Then I'm going to stop. And this one, and I'll pick up next Friday of the next verse. But I want to show you all another interaction here. With Jesus. Let's go to chapter 4 right quick. Now here we go. Jesus hears at a well. We're going to go here to verse 6, and I'm going to make this quick. Jacob's well. 4 in John, verse 6. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, there. Well, let's back up. Let's back up. Chapter 4. I'm going to just start at verse 1. We'll read down. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. That was the first thing that popped out at me. Jesus didn't baptize, his disciples baptized. But his disciples had baptized more people than John had baptized. And you know, the Pharisees was looking at that. Jesus left Judea. Because, see, the Pharisees hated what John was doing. So now Jesus has surpassed what John was doing. Now they really going to hate Jesus. So it says Jesus left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Now this is interesting. Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the portion of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. This is a well that was dug long, long ago as a worship unto God. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. Now look at this. Jesus is sitting on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Okay? It's about the sixth hour. And doing this, there cometh a woman of Samaria. So get a picture of this. Jesus is sitting down on this well because he's tired. It's probably the sixth hour, I'm going to say somewhere in the evening. And this woman is coming. There's a woman of Samaria that comes. She comes to that well to draw water. And look what Jesus, look at the interaction with Jesus. Look what Jesus said to her. Jesus said to the woman, give me to drink, was we're going away unto the city to buy meat. So his disciple has left him there, gone away to buy meat in the city. And Jesus is sitting there weary, tired, and thirsty. And this woman comes out to the well. He said, look, can you give me something to drink? And look at the woman, look at her response to Jesus. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? But you look at that. Seems like a little animosity goes on between the Jews and the Samaritans. Did y'all see that? A little animosity goes on between them. Almost like a little racism, like, you don't talk to me and I don't talk to you. Why are you saying anything to me? Your kind doesn't speak to my kind. That's basically what she's saying. Look at it. Look at it. How is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? How is it that you even talking to me? You don't talk to me. You guys don't talk to me and we don't talk to y'all. How is it that you going to try to hold a conversation? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. There it is right there. See, we miss a lot in the scriptures if we don't see it. I'm like, would you look at that? Talking to Jesus, like, look, keep going. Verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou would have had asked of him, and he would have given you living water. Let me translate that for you. Woman, if you knew who you was talking to, if you knew who you was talking to, the gift of God, that's Jesus. If thou knewest the gift of God and who it is you say to me, give me the drink, who says to you, give you the drink, then you would have asked of him to give you living water. Jesus is like, look, if you knew who I was, you would have asked me to give you living water when I asked you to give me something to drink. That's what he's saying. I like that. I like to break it down in modern day. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. But for which then hast thou that living water? So she's not understanding what he's saying. What are you talking about, this living water? First of all, you ain't got nothing to draw the water out with. And the well is deep. She's thinking he's talking about the well that's in front of him. And anyway, where are you going to get this living water? What she says to Jesus, I thought it was just pretty interesting. Are you greater than Father Jacob? Clearly, she doesn't know who she's talking to, right? Are you greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? She's literally saying, are you greater than my dad? I mean, are you greater than our father? Yeah, our father Jacob. So clearly, she doesn't know who she's talking to. That's why I love the interaction. It's just so real. But Jesus answered and said to her, I love God because he's got a personality. Look what Jesus says. Whosoever drinketh of this water will thirst again. I'm telling you, whoever drinketh this water out of this well, they're going to thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Look at that. Shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. But you look at that. a well of water. That's the spiritual truth. God is saying when you accept Christ, there's a spring on the inside of us of living water, of living water, and we'll never thirst again. That's what God is saying. So he's using he's taking something in the natural, and he's explaining it in the spiritual to try to give her some sense of understanding. The woman said unto him, "Sir, give me this water." Look at that. She's excited now. So she's like, "I'll never thirst again. Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Neither do I have to come here to draw it. You just told me you can give me some water that I'll never thirst again. It's going to be on the inside of me. It's going to be living water. It's going to be springing up. That means it's never going to run out. Give me this." That's what she's saying. She did understand that, even if she thought some kind of way he was going to put a well on the inside of her. She was thinking, "Well, I don't ever have to come to this well again and draw no water." I guess she got tired of going back and forth drawing that water out of that well, back and forth. So, look, if I can do this, I'll never thirst again. Yeah, give me that. The woman said unto him, "Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come here to draw." Jesus said to her, "Go call thy husband and come hither." But don't you think that's kind of odd? Out the blue, Jesus said, "Go call thy husband." Jesus done read her heart, see. He done seen something in her. He loved the interaction. And I loved the way he interacted with her, because it was just real. And that's what God wants us to interact with him. He wants us to talk to him, tell him everything. Tell him the good, the bad, and the ugly. Tell him our hurts, our pain. Tell him our happy times and our sad times. God wants us to be transparent with him. We've got to learn to be transparent with God. You go into your private time and you start going to prayer and say, "Lord, you know, I had a tough day today, and such really made me mad." Pour it out, man. Just pour it out. God is, he know anyway. It ain't like you can hide anything from it. But when you go and say it, it sets you free. And God appreciates that, because now you're developing a relationship with him. He knows how he created you. He knows everything about you. He knows your very thoughts before you even think it. So just pour yourself out to him. He loves that. He loves you unconditionally. I mean, he can work with somebody like that. You see what I'm saying? I learned that a long time ago. You got to be transparent with God. You can't hide nothing from it. How are you going to hide something from light? How are you going to hide something from light? Job tried it. Job tried to run away from him. And he found out everywhere he went, God was there. You can't hide from God. You can't hide nothing from God. So just be transparent. Just tell him the truth. He sees it anyway. He would. Hey, Father, explain this to him. He loves you unconditionally anyway. But when you go in there transparent, oh, my God, he can work with you then. He can bless you. He's going to bless you regardless, but he's like, okay, that's my son right there. No matter how painful it is, just tell him the truth. Then, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, when you confess your sins one to another, the healing begins. God knows how to heal you. Go in and confess it to him. Jesus answered and said unto him, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of," verse 14, "but whosoever shall drinketh of this water that I shall give him shall never thirst." The woman said she wanted, and Jesus said, "Go call thy husband and come hither." Now watch this. The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." And she just came out and told the truth. And Jesus, look at Jesus' response to her, her transparency. "Thou hast well said." In other words, thank you for telling the truth. "I have no husband." You said well. "But you've had five husbands. And he whom thou hast," and the person you're with right now, he ain't even your husband. Look at that. "But thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly." Now look at that. Jesus just read her life in all in one sentence. "You're right, woman. You've had five husbands, but the man you're with right now, he ain't even your husband. He's not your husband. But at least you told me the truth." That's what God responds to us. And like you can hide them from him anyway. A lot of y'all out there in bondage because you're trying to hide something from God. And I'm here to tell you, you can't hide nothing from God. He knows. He knows. And it's better that you expose that thing before God before you get exposed. Then God can work with you. He can help you. He can get you out of that situation. If y'all looking for answers, I'm telling you the answer right now. Go before the Father. First, you got to be born again. Go before the Father and say, Lord, I did this. I did that. And I really know, I know it was wrong. I know I shouldn't have did it. I'm going to be quite frank with you, God. It felt good when I was doing it, but I shouldn't have done it. The sin always feels good. But it's the after effects of it. That's how Satan gets you. See? Get you locked down in it, and then you in bondage, and you're trying to either start lying and telling everybody this and telling everybody that, trying to hide it, and God knows your heart anyway. So just go ahead and tell him so he can set you free from that thing. King, for thou hast had five husbands, and not thy husband is not you, said truly. Verse 19, the woman says, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Look at that. Basically, you just read me. Can't nobody read me unless God is with them. Well, she don't understand that. That is God. The only begotten Son of God, that's Jesus. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where man ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, verse 21, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye knoweth not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is. But the hour cometh, and now is. But the hour cometh, and now is. Jesus is saying it's coming, but to be quite frank with you, it's here right now. When the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him, meaning God is looking for people who are going to worship him in spirit and in truth. God looking for people who are going to tell the truth. Who are going to just come before God and just lay it all out, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and just say, God, this is what happened. This is messed up. I'm in a mess. I made this mess. I knew I shouldn't have did that. I did it anyway. You know, the flesh was going. The spirit was willing, but the flesh is weak. And just come in. God is a, verse 24, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. In spirit. He didn't say worship him in the flesh. He said worship him in spirit and in truth. And I'm going to just end here. We're going to end it right here. The woman said unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. Look at that. She knew that the Messiah was cometh, which is called Christ. Well, she didn't realize she's talking to the Messiah. And watch this. When he had come, he would tell us all things. Look what Jesus said to her right at that, verse 24. Good God Almighty, that just blessed me. I wish I could get somebody to read it with me. It says, Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Basically, I am the Messiah. I am the one you're talking to. I'm the one that you said, I know that the Messiah coming, which is called Christ, and when he has come, he would tell us all things. I just told you some things about you. I am he. The one that you speak to him, he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Look at that. The disciples are kind of surprised that he talked with the woman. Why is that? Because a Jew and a Samaritan are not supposed to communicate with each other. They have no dealings with each other. Can you believe that? That was happening even back then. So you got, in different countries, ethnic cleansing. You know, this group of people don't want to have nothing to do with this group of people, and that group of people don't want to have nothing to do with that group of people. Jesus crossed all those barriers. Let me tell you this. But because they are thinking he's Jewish, you know, of the Jewish descent, he's the Son of God, but they're thinking, okay, Jews and Samaritans don't talk, so why are you talking to this woman? So it says when his disciples came back, remember, they went to the store to get some meat. Now they're on their way back. They marveled that he talked to this woman, yet no man said, what seekest thou? Why talkest to her? Look at that. Why are you talking to her? That's what they said. Why are you talking to her? Nobody said that, though. They dare not say that to Jesus. The woman then left her water pot. Look at here. She left the water pot. She ran off, went her way into the city, and said to the man, come, see a man which told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Look at that. Which told me all things that ever I did. Now go back up to verse 25. She said, when the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ, when he is come, he will tell us all things. So now she knows he's the Messiah. And she's excited. She's running to tell everybody about it. And then when she got into the city to tell them that told all things, come see a man which told me all things. Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you don't know about. Therefore said the disciples one to another, did somebody bring him something to eat or something? What is he talking about? He got meat to eat. Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish the work. That's what he's saying. I'm going to stop right there. Now we'll jump down to verse 39, and all I'm telling you is get into this word and see the interactions. Place yourself in that situation. Think about how you would have responded to Jesus, and you will see the reality of how real these scriptures are. And you'll see the reality of how God loves us so much. That woman just poured her heart out before God and told the truth. And Jesus said, yep, you told the truth. Jesus is looking at your heart. It ain't so much what you do or what you haven't done. He's looking at your heart. He knows we're in a fallen world, in a sinful world. That doesn't make no excuse for you to sin. I'm not saying that by any means. But he said in his word, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Therefore, all can become righteous. And we come righteous through the blood of Jesus. The shedding of his blood paid the price for us. And the only way to the Father is through the Son. So I challenge you again, for those of you who are not born again, I want you to just pray a simple prayer right now. You can say it to yourself, and I want you to just repeat after me and pray and give your life to Christ. This thing is wrapping up. So much is happening in the world today, and God is sitting on ready, waiting for you to come into his kingdom, to accept his Son. God will change your life. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I've sinned against you, and I want to be saved. And you said in your word, the only way to the Father is through the Son. And I believe that your Son is Jesus Christ. I accept your Son, Jesus Christ, and Lord, as my Lord and my Savior. I receive him right now in my heart. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord, and I believe in my heart, Father, that you raised him from the dead. And I thank you for saving me this day. Holy Spirit, have your way in me. Whatever needs to be done, clean me up, set me free. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving me your spirit. Thank you for your Son, Jesus, dying on the cross for me. Thank you for forgiving me for every sin that I've ever committed, for loving me so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that you said in your word, you said it, Lord, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, I thank you that this day my life will never be the same again. I give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Thank you for this message that I've listened to, that I believe, and I'm calling on your name right now. I'm calling on the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus to save me, deliver me, and set me free. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen tonight. Glory to God. Amen tonight. My God, did you enjoy that teaching on tonight? Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I just love the way we walk through the scriptures. I mean, just walk right through them, glory to God, so that there is no occasion that we will miss anything. Amen. The man of God just comes and just lays it all out and goes through those relative scriptures. And we bless the Lord tonight. We bless the Lord tonight for all that our ears have heard. Truly, the Lord has spoken to our heart on tonight. He has spoken. Glory to God. And all the church can say is amen, amen, amen. I do bless the Lord tonight for this word, man of God. God bless you tonight. People of God, it's by this word, and even, amen, as the word came forth in the beginning here, it says, but as many as received him, as many that have received this word on tonight, glory to God, the scripture declares to him, yes, gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. right there in the beginning. And people of God, if we have received this word, if we have taken this word, if we have taken it, I'm telling you, from the very beginning, in the beginning, taking this word from the very beginning, tonight we have been fortified. Tonight we have been blessed. Tonight we have been enriched by the word of God. So I just give God thanks. I give God praise on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Cannon, for a beautiful job on tonight. Like I said, you know, on Friday night, it's our teaching night. And we bless the Lord because, again, we take our time and we just go into the word so that we are enlightened. Our hearts are enlightened. Yes, glory to God. So I thank God on tonight for this word so much that has been so beautifully said. Glory to God. And I tell you, people, God, we got to know who we are. We got to know what's in us. Mm-hmm. We got to know. Yes. Glory be to God. Amen. Even as the man of God said, as the word has declared, amen, that there's a well. Listen, there's a well of water. Once we receive Christ, once he's now in us, glory to God, the well of water is in us. Yes, 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 yes. And we can draw. We can draw from that well.
Yes.
We can draw. And we go through, and he alluded to situations and circumstances, amen, that we're going, that we may be going through in the earth. People of God, we forget. But I thank God because the word comes to bring us in remembrance. It comes to jar our minds. It comes, you know, sometimes when situations and circumstances befall us, we get so tied up in the situation. I get so tied up in the circumstance, and we forget that the living water is on the inside. And all we got to do, and I thank God because, man of God, how you, you know, point us back to the word. Just get into the word. Just talk to him. You know, sometimes we have a tendency to feel like God is so far off. No, 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 no. Once we receive him, once we receive him, glory to God, the scripture declares Christ in us. He's in us.
Right.
And he's our hope of glory. So whatever we're going through, he becomes our hope. He is our hope. He is our glory. Amen. So I just thank the Lord tonight. Amen. We went from in the beginning all the way over, glory to God, to that well of living water, abiding on the inside. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We thank God for you tonight, man of God. Listen. Before, amen, Jesus, we go any further, we just want to stop, and you've already offered the prayer of salvation for the people, but we would like for you to avail yourself, and if anyone would like to have prayer on tonight, if you would pray with our listeners for their special request on tonight.
Yes, praise God. If anyone would have prayer, just come forth and just speak it.
Star six. Mm-hmm. Just press star six and come over to the platform side. Press star six. Looks like you. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Now we can. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. Anyone Praise else God. Like it? Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You have the platform, man of God.
Yeah, if anyone would have prayer about anything, any circumstance or any situation that you're in, God hears you, God loves you, and God knows you. You don't have to stay the situation if you don't want. You just want to just say, pray for me. I got a situation that I'm going through right now, and I really need prayer. And God hears, and God will answer. God loves you. God wants your life. He's not so much concerned about the situation. Your heart, he's looking at your heart.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at your heart. He only looks at your heart. He already knows we're in a fallen world, we're in a sinful world, we're in a world that temptations are all around us. Things are happening all around us. We sometimes we create situations for ourselves without even realizing what we've gotten ourselves into. And there is a way out. And that way out is through the blood of Jesus. Because he paid the price for that. Then he paid the price for whatever you're involved in that you feel like is impossible. I'm here to tell you we serve a God of possibilities. God can take a mess and make a masterpiece out of it. But you got to come before him. You got to come before his throne of grace that you may find mercy in your time of need. And we all have times of need. I'm going to be silent right now. If anyone wants to come forward and would like prayer, please do so right now and I will pray for you.
Anyone that would like prayer, you can press *6 and come over to the platform side on tonight. Just press *6.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Yes, I'd like to ask prayer for my uncle and my cousin. Both of them are in the hospital.
Okay. Praise God.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, you're welcome. Heavenly Father, just let's touch and agree. Praise God. And sister, what is your name? You can just say your first
sister
name.
Mary.
Sister Mary. Oh, sister
yes.
Mary? Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God. See, by the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Sister Mary coming forth, Lord God, coming before your throne room tonight to find grace and mercy in her time of need, Lord God. You said that if two or more shall agree as to touching anything, number one, there you are in the midst, and it shall be done, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I want to lift up her uncle. And you said your uncle, and who else did you say, Sister Mary?
My cousin.
Your cousin. Heavenly Father, I would like to lift up Sister Mary's uncle and cousin in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they're in the hospital, Lord God.
Yes.
You know what's going on with them, Lord God.
Yes.
You created the body, Lord God. Father, you know what doctors need to do. You know what medicines they need to use. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
Father, I ask that you bless them. Lord God, I ask that you heal them and make them whole, Lord God. I speak to every organ and every tissue of their body right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I command it to operate in the function and the perfection to which you created it to operate in, Lord God. Father, you said in your word that Jesus himself was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was up on him.
Yes.
And by the stripes of Jesus, Lord God, Sister Mary's uncle and cousins are healed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
I thank you for their healing, Lord God, and wholeness, Lord God. Father, I pray that if they go through this at the hospital, that the doctors will be amazed. The nurses will be amazed. They will say, this is nothing but the hand of God. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Thank you for their healing, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for their deliverance, Lord God. I pray that, Lord, if they go through this and come out of this, that they will be drawn closer to you, Lord God. They will know that there is a God, and he loves them unconditionally, Lord God. Heavenly Father, whatever you have to do, use the hands of the doctors. I lift up the doctors and the nurses right now in the name of Jesus. Give them wisdom on what to do and how to do it.
Yes.
And give them understanding of what's happening in their bodies. Whatever medicines, whatever procedures, whatever needs to happen, bring them through this and out of this, Lord God. I ask in the name of Jesus that you do it, Lord. Stand in agreement with my sister right now. And I give you all the glory and honor and praise, Father. We thank you in advance, Lord God. We thank you for their healing. We give you praise for it, Father. We worship you and bless your holy name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the thank you for the deliverance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the deliverance, Lord God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
We give you praise and honor and glory for it right now. In Jesus' precious, mighty, holy name. Amen, amen, and amen, sister.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Thank you, man.
Praise God. All glory to God, sister. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone else tonight? Press star 6. You come over to the platform side. Press star 6.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Don't be afraid. God knows your heart. Don't be afraid. God is waiting on you. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed.
Mm-hmm.
God wants you to know that this is an open platform. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
No condemnation. Don't be afraid. Just step up and step out. God is waiting. God is waiting. God is waiting. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got to get out of the boat. Praise God. You want to walk on water, you got to get out of the boat. Don't be afraid. We all were there once. We all were there once. We all were there.
Yes.
God set us free, and he's waiting to set you free. Praise God.
Mm.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. It doesn't look like there's anyone on the platform, man of God.
Okay, well, praise God. Praise God. That's okay, God. The people who were supposed to be here tonight were here. God already knows. God knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
He knows everything about all of us. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful. It is so freeing that when you know you're free, when you know you can be transparent with God,
mm-hmm.
That sets you free. When you can go before your Father and say anything, praise God. Did I hear something? Praise God.
Let's see.
Sounds like somebody's talking, but I can't.
No, sir.
Praise. Okay, praise God.
Somebody's trying to come over.
Praise God.
Yeah, I thought someone was trying to come over, but I don't see anyone coming on the platform.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
glory
Jesus.
To God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, praise God. Praise God. I'm grateful for each and every one of you all who had the opportunity to praise God. Was that someone trying to say something? Praise God.
Mm-mm.
Neighbors and Echo, well, I'm grateful for each one of you all who had the opportunity to come out tonight. I'm grateful to God, you know, just to pray you out. I would just say, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May God's hands stay upon you. May the Holy Spirit be around you and surround you. And for those of you who all that do not know God, I pray that the Lord would send forth labors into the harvest to minister to you, those to be around you, to speak the word to you, And I pray that God will have mercy on you and protect you until you come into the body of Christ and come out of the darkness and into the marvelous light, like so many of us have done, including myself. And I pray that you will continue to listen to the Prayer News Network. And as the Prayer News Network continues to grow, just continue to come on the line and be supportive of the Prayer News Network and listen in. But God knows what he's doing in these last days, and he's trying to bring as many as possible into the kingdom of God. We have an assignment. We have a responsibility. And God has equipped us to fulfill those assignments. So keep doing what you're doing. And for those of you all who want to do more, you want to do more for God, pray about it and ask the Holy Spirit, and he'll lead you to do whatever it is God is calling you to do. And don't be afraid. Step out. Step out. You'll be amazed at what God will do in your life. Everyone on the line, may their weekend and their days ahead be full of blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And may you continue to show yourself strong in their life and send forth people into the harvest to minister to them, whether it's through a radio, a television, or just a word from a stranger who might walk up to them and say this. You know which ones are ready to come to the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this night. For this is the day that you have made, and we'll rejoice in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Man of God, we just want to pray a covering over you tonight. Before we close out, thank you so much again for coming to be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you. We thank God for your availability. We thank God for what he's doing in your life and in the lives of his people, all by his power, all by his anointing. Now,
yes.
Father, we thank you. We bless you tonight again. We thank you for your servant on tonight. We thank you for the good work that you've begun in him. You shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. We thank you on tonight for the birthing. We're thanking you on tonight for the opening, for the opening doors for your servant on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, now we're asking that you will cover him. We're asking that you will keep him. We're asking that you would shield him from every fiery dart of the enemy in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would cover him in your shed blood in the precious name of Jesus. Father, cover him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet on tonight. Cover his family, glory to God, and everything that's concerning him in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight for the rivers of living waters that flow out of his hands unto your people. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for the light, glory to God, for the light that illuminates out of your servant. We thank you tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for him being a beacon, glory to God, in this hour to the world. We thank you tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We glorify you now in the precious name of Jesus. Our Father, we're asking that you would bless him, glory to God. Bless him, for you know what he has need of. And we're asking, glory to God, that you would meet every need on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you on tonight for the richness of your word that you bestowed upon him. We thank you tonight for the stirring, glory to God, for the stirring, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the stirring, in the precious name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We bless you tonight. We honor, we glorify you in the precious name of Jesus. And we're thanking you, oh God, that you've given him angels to keep charge over him in all of his ways. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, on tonight for your elevation on tonight, for what you're doing in this life and for what you're yet to do. We give you glory. We give you praise. Now, Father, we're asking that you will cause your face to shine upon him in all that he do. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, and we do forbid backlash of the enemy. as sons of God. We forbid it tonight. As sons of God, we forbid it tonight.
Yes.
We make declaration tonight that
yes.
no weapon formed against him
shall
prosper.
Yes.
And Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. Glory to God. We're asking that you hide
yes.
us, oh God, behind you. Cover us, oh God, in your shed blood. And for
yes.
this
you.
We give you thanks. For this we give you praise, honor, and glory in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen tonight.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Glory to God. People of God, we just want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. It is, as always, it's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost you anything on tonight. Glory to God. All you have to do is simply text these numbers, and the first number is 229-529-0914. And again, that is 229-529-0914. Also, you can text, glory to God, 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Our international listeners, you can certainly reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. 678-608-7234. Don't forget, all of our listeners, we want to let you know that you can also access any of our recordings on our Facebook page. That's Prayer News Network Facebook page, or the new REARC Prayer Group 52. You can go to either of those platforms and access any of our recordings. They are housed there. If you're not on Facebook, you can certainly go out and Google Prayer News Network. Go out on the web and Google Prayer News Network, and there you'll be able to as well get to any of our previously recorded broadcast. We give God thanks again. We give God praise for this beautiful word on tonight. We bless the Lord, people of God. We bless the Lord. Man of God, we just want to ask you if you have any closing remarks, and if you would give the benediction tonight. God bless you. Thank you so much again in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, well, praise God. Thank you, Father. I want to just say thank you all for the opportunity once again to be on the Prayer News Network. I pray for the Prayer News Network that God will continue to increase it. And I want to just give the praise and honor to glory tonight. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity. And thank you, Lord God, for everyone who heard this message tonight. May they take your word and use it and do it, and may it change their lives forever. We give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Do come back tomorrow night. Come on back. Glory to God. Amen.
Yes.
God is yet speaking, and we want to hear what the Lord has to say. Don't forget to text us for your copy of the broadcast. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. And that does end tonight's broadcast. We look to see you tomorrow in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.